Apprentice Chris Atkins is learning what it takes to build a small wooden boat.
It's been fun to learn how to use these tools.
Here at the Seaport Center on the banks of the Potomac River in Alexandria, Virginia, the small group of apprentices from 18 to 22 years old learn how to build sailboats and canoes.
Learned definitely measured twice and cut once.
Besides carpentry and mathematical skills, the 19-year-old from Florida is also learning more about himself.
This opportunity really has given me is the opportunity to really dig deeper into myself and find what I want to do.
At the helm of the program is Jimmy Gottfried, who had also been an apprentice.
Many of the apprentices in our program have faced many challenges in their life, such as lack of family support, dropping out of school, having run-ins with the law, and they're looking for a way to gain back the confidence they need to go back out into the workforce.
So that you can.
The year-long program pays a small stipend. The apprentices are guided by volunteer mentors, like Fred Geiger, who teach them how to build the boats and improve their lives.
When you work with wood, you feel it, it becomes part of you. And as their self-confidence gets better, then you can start to address some other things in their lives, like are you paying your bills, where you living.
Atkins had to drop out of high school to work.
My mom died when I was 8 years old, so that's always something that's on me. And if I haven't had the support from my father, the one reason that I came to the program was because they want to help you. And I guess what is hard for me is because I'm not used to someone wanting to help me or enthusiastic about it, or if anything would believe in me.
We'll find out. You'll get
apprentice program manager Jay Helinski is a role model for the group. He completed the program about a year ago.
And they know that I'm, you know, living proof of what hard work, dedication, and just the willpower to succeed gets you to.
When the boats are finished, they are sold at a raffle. Atkins says he will be sad to see them go, but knows like life, they are meant to sail onward.
It's all the creativity that goes into making them. I'm glad that they're going out and they're going to a good home.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.